This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. R&B music, rhythm and blues, is all over the place now. And the fact that radio is racially integrated, at least its playlists are, is no longer a big deal. But it used to be earlier on in the career of a gentleman named, I kid you not, the Magnificent Montague. That's his theme song, Aretha Franklin, singing background. The Magnificent Montague has just published the tale of his career as a radio pioneer. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates talked with him and his co-author, Bob Baker.
Montague, I have to ask. You know I have to ask.
Ma'am.
What did your mother name you, and how did you become the Magnificent One?
What did my mother name me,
mm-hmm.
and how I become the Magnificent One?
Mm-hmm.
I made myself the Magnificent One.
As for your first name, Mr. Montague?
My first name?
Mm-hmm.
Magnificent Montague.
God. Okay, I had to try. Now, Bob, you grew up in L.A. What were you listening to, and what did radio sound like back then, and what did Montague sound like?
I grew up listening to the formatted top 40 sorts of stations, and just by chance, a friend of mine happened to hear Montague on a station, a rhythm and blues station called KGFJ, and he told me about it, and I tuned it on, and it was like nothing I'd ever heard before because the guy is interrupting the records. He's yelling on top of the records. He's yelling underneath them, and my first response was, you can't do that, and my second response was, this is just great. This is incendiary, and I got totally hooked on it.
Good afternoon, darling. This is Magnificent Montague, and here in the studio we have a man. His name is Sam Cooke, Mr. Soul.
Montague, how hard was it back then to get black music on white commercial radio, and how did that shape what you decided to play?
Well, it was at that time it was called Negro programming,
mm-hmm.
not black.
Mm-hmm.
And I really got my first big break in Texas, and that was a formatted Negro station. But all the records and the music was not programmed by the blacks, Negroes, or the coloreds working there. It was done by the whites. You were not allowed to put a record on. You were not allowed to choose a record. You were not allowed to comment whether it was good or bad.
Montague, you had this trademark phrase, Burn, Baby, Burn, and it's the title of your book. What did it mean?
Oh, Burn, Baby, Burn was an expression that I created because when I play a record, it was burning. It was hot. It was steaming. And behind that record, I was steaming. I was laying down some heavy rap, because that's when the word started. Rap didn't start yesterday. And so I wanted my audience to be able to be a part of the record, a part of the intro, a part of the show, a part of my soul. And so I would have them use the term burn, baby, burn. No other words. And then I would say, put your hand on the radio and I'll touch your heart. Click all that together, hit the record, and that was it.
Now, Bob, Montague got penalized for someone else's interpretation of that phrase at a critical time. Tell us what you remember about it.
Well, I remember Montague coming on the air. It would have been February 1965, and he became the most popular jock on black radio. And then in August of 65, the Watts riots occurred, and that was the slogan that very quickly accompanied the violence. And there ensued a debate over whether Montague should stop saying that on the air.
Hmm. And so eventually, Montague, did they just say, we thought that was irresponsible, you have to go?
Yeah, I was told by the mayor and the management that I should stop. I was inciting a riot. And I disagreed with them. And I said, I go further in my book, if you pull me off the air, you really will incite a riot. And so they didn't understand what it was, the media and the newspapers and all that. But that's what it was. But it was a good terminology for Los Angeles because it gave them, they were recognized. It gave them some pride. You'll hear us now. You didn't hear us yesterday. Burn, baby, burn. Do you get the message?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it was. But I had to stop, and eventually I had to leave the station. But those were good days.
I knew I'd get schooled if I talked to you for 2 minutes. The Magnificent Montague is the author of, with L.A. Times reporter Bob Baker, Burn, Baby, Burn. They came to us from member station KNPR in Las Vegas, Nevada. Bob, thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
And Montague, thanks too. But I wonder if, for old time's sake, you might be willing to talk us out of this segment. Just wish our listeners farewell the way you used to on your show.
All right. The ending is here, but the soul lingers on. Somewhere out there, someone needs the heart touched. Put your hand on the radio and touch my heart. And until tomorrow and all of our tomorrows, go with soul. Good night.
That interview with the Magnificent Montague from Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.